expecting the seller to sign the contract. I have a question that came in here and I felt we should answer it and then, you know, help you. Hey, this is Ola coming to you live from my Empire Post Studios. On this episode, we're talking about getting the seller to sign the contract. I have a question that came in here and I felt we should answer it and then, you know, help you drive you towards your goals in real estate wholesaling. Again, basically the question comes and says, what is your strategy to get the seller to sign so you can give the buyer the address for the inspection? So I'm not sure what this person means by getting the seller to sign, but what I can tell you is that depends on the source of your leads. Not all leads are created equal. Depending on the source of leads, it can be a difficult thing to get a person to sign your contracts. But let's dissect that. Let's talk about that a little bit. But before we get into that, just in case you're brand new here, my name is Ola, and we're talking about real estate wholesale. Real estate wholesale is basically the heart and the science of finding deeply discounted properties using mass media marketing and then selling the contracts that you lock the property under for a fee. Okay, so you lock it under a contract and you sell the rights to that contract for a fee. Okay, so that's what that's about. So the question goes, what is your strategy to get the seller to sign? So basically, you found a distressed or motivated seller, somebody that needs to get rid of a property, right? And then you basically offer to buy the property, okay? And then you lock it on the contract. And then that gives you what they call an equitable right to purchase the property, right? And then you lock it on that contract, and then that right to execute on that contract to actually purchase the property, you can sell that right to another person for a fee, a person that wants to fix up the property, that wants to add value to the property. And then, so now there are scenarios where you have a contract in front of somebody and they're looking at the contract and they're like, I'm not sure, I need to talk to a lawyer, or I need to look it over, or any of those things, right? Those things can happen, right? But how do you get them to sign, all right? But the thing we just said here that we didn't really clear up, that I want you to be very clear about, is this. When you're dealing with a seller, you want to make sure it's a motivated and or distressed seller, okay? What do I mean by that? You want to make sure that this person actually have some kind of problem that you can solve, because if you don't have that, it's like pulling teeth, right? It's like trying to make the impossible happen, right? It's like the impossible, basically, right? And then the more situation you have where you don't have an actual identified problem that you can solve, the more you have to sell, okay? So the idea here is, I always teach from an attraction marketing standpoint, meaning there's a problem that you can solve. That way you don't have to do much selling. The only thing you have to do selling on is they have to kind of trust you, because people do business with people they know, like, and trust. We call that the KLT factor. So if people can know you, like you, and trust you, no, actually squash that. If you can make them feel like they know you, like you, and trust you, if you can make them feel that way, they'll do business with you all day long, but under one condition: you actually will be solving a problem. So you need to fact find and find out, first of all, how can you help somebody solve a problem? And that goes back to your marketing. Who did you market to? Did you market to pre-foreclosures? Did you market to a probate list? Did you market to divorce list? Did you market to tax delinquent list? Those are potential problems, okay? And that's why I always ask people, market to those lists. Don't market to the mass unless you have unlimited money, which no one does, right? Market to a niched list, meaning you know that this person showed up on the list of pre-foreclosure a few months ago. Just market to those kind of lists, right? Then now you're offering to buy their property, and they have a reason why they must sell, because it becomes a solution for their problem. Now, if you nail all of that part before you get to signing a contract, then signing the contract is the least of your issues, because remember, they want the solution that you have to offer. And then it's basically kind of like automatic, like, of course I'm going to sign because I need to get rid of this property because they are a distressed homeowner. They are motivated, not just because they say they're motivated, there's a real reason, usually from a financial standpoint, that they have to get rid of this piece of liability. So not everyone's real estate is an asset, right? Some people is actually a liability because it's taking money out of their pocket and they're not getting any money. Real estate in America or any developed society must be producing. If it's not producing, then it's a liability. Yes, real estate, a piece of real estate can become a liability if you don't put it to work, because there's always a government, an organized government agency that's looking for you to pay taxes on those properties. And if you don't, they're going to take it away from you by way of a foreclosure because you would owe all these taxes, and then they will give it to somebody who can use it to produce, because it must produce in any developed society, right? So because of that, people have to put these properties to work. It must produce, and if they don't, then they have a reason to sell. They have a real-time motivation. They must sell. They are in a distressed situation when they owe more taxes than the money that's actually coming from the property, or they owe too much arrears and mortgages than the money that's coming into the property. Then you have a distressed situation. So again, if you have a distressed seller in front of you, then getting them to sign the contract is as simple as pushing the contract in front of them. Okay, all right, good. So if I can help you get rid of this property, this will relieve you. This is what you want. All right, great. Just help me sign this place right here and I'll get to work. I start pulling the title. It's as simple as that. If you have to do any much more selling than that, you're talking to the wrong prospect. I know what you're thinking, but what if you need to say some right thing to them to get them to sell? If you need to do that, think about it. There's a process that you have to go through between getting them to sign the contract and closing. So there's a few steps between that. So if every time you have to sell them on every step that they have to sign something, that's going to be a pain in the butt. That's not what you're looking for, right? So the first step to getting people to sign your contract is to make sure that there's a real motivation. Make sure that there's a real motivation. It doesn't have to be a distressed property. It could be a distressed ownership, meaning the house is not producing. They have to worry about this property like 5,000 miles away. They don't want to worry about that. And you come to the table with the solution and say, you know what? I'll help you get rid of it. Not just that, I'll put some money in your pocket. And they say yes. Oh, but should you be honest? Should you tell them that you're going to flip? All of that stuff does not matter if, in fact, they are motivated. Okay? All of that stuff does not matter if, in fact, they are motivated. I'm repeating that because you guys may have heard my baby cry in the background. Sorry about that. I'll check that on the next one. All right? Do you understand what I'm saying? So the key thing here to getting people to sign your contract is make sure that you're actually talking to a motivated seller. And how do you make sure of that? You have to pre-qualify them. Okay? There's a list of things you have to go through when you're talking to someone, and you have to make sure they're pre-qualified. So why do you want to sell? What's the motivation? Oh, you're moving. How soon do you need to sell? You need to be in control by asking those questions. If you're on the other side, meaning they're asking you, trying to pre-qualify you, see if you're legit, there's a good chance they're not motivated enough. But don't just stop, don't just hang up, but you want to ask some quality question that will flip it on the end. Let's say, oh, you want to know where I'm from? Oh, that's fine. I'll show you all my credentials, but I just need to fact find. I need some information about the property. Would you mind sharing some information with the property for me? That's a question. They need to say yes. If they can't say yes to that, they're too full of themselves. They don't need you. If they don't need you, you cannot do a deal. They need to need you in order for you to do a deal. They need to need you for you not to have a problem when it's time to sign the contract. Your contract, another thing you should note is that your contract is a one page, worst case scenario, maybe 3 pages. So it's not really a big deal. If somebody said, I need to talk to an attorney, there's nothing wrong with that. It's not illegal. In fact, you should let them go talk to their attorney. What I'm saying is that it's a good chance they're now motivated if they have to talk to an attorney before they sign your contract. Okay? You allow people to come to the table with their attorneys. You should allow them. You should allow them to go review your contract with their attorney if you're using a good contract. You should allow them to do that. However, keep at the back of your mind that they may not just be motivated. But how do you get to a place where it doesn't matter? You're just going through numbers. You're sorting. instead of selling, you are sorting. You're going through a lot of people that are calling you, that are coming on your table with deals, and you're sorting to see where there's a deal. How do you get to a place? You have to do that by learning how to generate lots of leads, okay? You have to generate lots of leads on every single day. You have to be exposed to a lot of people. That's why I say mass media marketing. You are, in fact, looking for a discounted property using mass media marketing. Now, that takes a lot of work. Now, if you're looking for a way that you can actually skip all of that, you have people bringing deals to you all the time, then that's something that I can share with you here. I have a book here that I'm going to give to you right here. The book is called Smart Real Estate Wholesaling. All right, go to Smart Real Estate Wholesale and download it for free. Free PDF. And if you want this in the version of Kindle, it's also available over there. And if you go there right now, I'll also give you my newest book, Real Estate Money Secrets. I'll give you as a bonus for free as well too. Alright, so if just think about it, let's say you can skip all of 80% of the hustle and you can just have deals coming at you. Just deal, and then all you have to do is get the deals done. How sweet would that be? So come on inside and I will see you on the inside. Talk now.